Well, I only have a few minutes left, and so I can ask questions. If you notice, what I'm giving you guys are more frameworks, because the work here will be you applying. And it's principle-based with whatever practical structures when necessary, so that you can apply it in any context. The fun here, at least for you guys, is more than the head knowledge, when you actually try to use it in a real-life context. And so I would really encourage you to go back. You know, we were having a conversation earlier. If you ask yourself the three questions for the meeting management, it can drastically change the way you do meetings. It will. If you let your team, you know, people you trust, develop it with you, you'd be surprised the recommendations they will give. Always remember this. None of us are as smart as all of us. Meaning, God has blessed you with people in your team with perspectives you don't see. And sometimes it's really going through the effort of asking questions and letting them tell you. Baka matagal nilang iniisip, haba ng meeting natin, or sayang yung oras ko dito. Baka hindi lang nila masabi kasi sobrang sanay na, sobrang kultura na sa kanila na ito yung meeting. And even for you, so sobrang sanay nyo na, you don't question it either. Diba? It's back to traditions that we hold, but we're not sure why. So it's more form now without the power. And what you want to be able to do is make sure your forms are functioning to handle the power. But if things are spilling, it might be time to change the form. And that's what meetings are, form. Okay? And so once you identify the purpose, that gives you clear purpose. You now know you have the power. Now reshape the form to best meet that purpose. Maybe it made sense when there were only 7 of you in the team. Does not make sense when there are 20. Mga ganun lang, diba? So, and it's because we go about it so regularly, we don't take the time to take a step back and, you know, reevaluate, which is what we do once a year when we do resolutions. Gives us a chance to think and go, is there a new way for me to live my life that's going to make me better? Same way with running meetings or leading projects. Maybe there's a better way for us to do it. Okay? Any quick questions? Any last thoughts before we shift to one last thing that I wanted to try to teach? Anything? Good? All right. Well, this is hot off the press. I've been sharing it to the pastors here recently. But we're trying to help leaders think better in the area of communication. Okay, and I won't have the time to go through the full framework, but suffice to say, communication at its simplest thinks in these terms. I'm a communications major, so this is my course in college. Okay, like I said, I failed architecture. Okay, so madaldal daw ako masyado, so naging mascom ako. Okay, but anyway, at its simplest, communication is a sender, somebody speaking, who has something to say, chooses the best way to say it, so that another person, the receiver, hears it. Make sense? That's communication at its simplest. You are trying to talk to your wife. You're trying to tell her, class is almost done. We can now go watch that movie. That's the message. And you now choose a method to send that message. You can send a pigeon, diba, with message tied to its feet. You can send a text. You can Twitter message them, diba? Or you can walk there and say it personally. So that's the channel. Okay? Very straightforward. Over the last few weeks, we've been working with all the major ministry units of the office here and walking them through these questions, this model. And when we did it with them, it created a calm strategy for the whole organization. We're really excited about that. So we're working on this, and I'm trying to introduce this idea to everybody so it will help you all try to figure out how these concepts can help apply in your context. So the sender, the message, the receiver, and the channel. And the practical way to do that is to ask yourself the basic questions. Who are you? So in your case, your victory. What do you want to say? Okay. Every time you gather people for a meeting, let's say a service, you're trying to say something. In a leader's convergence, you're trying to say something. In a one-on-one event, you're trying to say something. In a counseling, you're trying to say something. Okay? Who are you talking to? That's your receiver. If I'm talking to the body of Christ, medyo iba yung pagkasabi ko kaysa sa kung kausap ko administrator ng school. Diba? The receiver, who you're talking to, will affect the way you say things. And finally, the question is, now that I know who I'm talking to, what I want to say, how do I say it? That's the question about the channel. Diba? If you think of this framework, it'll help you improve a lot of your communication challenges already. It's pretty straightforward. Many times kasi, we are frustrated because we have something we want to say and then we're frustrated with the person because they don't get it. But really, the truth is the weight of communication is always on the communicator, the sender. Okay? The weight of developing effective communication is on the sender. If you want the receiver to receive 100% of your message, then you need to work hard to make sure your message doesn't experience in communication noise. Okay? And so that's the idea. Okay, so we work through this with several people in the team, and we came up with what's the most important messages for victory, who is victory talking to, and then how can victory best communicate. So the channels. I won't go through that now because we don't have time. Okay, but for our topic here on leadership, since I'm talking to senior pastors, let me just present this framework. This is super hot off the press. Okay. It is on choosing how to communicate. Kasi normally, you know who you're talking to. You're talking to your volunteers. You're talking to parents. You're talking to a marriage that's about to get divorced. Diba? So these are real challenges, real communication situations, and you already know all of the people you talk to. So who you're talking to, iba-iba yan per situation. What do you want to say? You already have an idea of what that is. Lalo na in victory. Close your eyes. Honor God. Make disciples. Parang hindi na natin kailangan baguhin yun eh. Diba? Medyo alam na natin yung gusto natin sabihin. It's in the how that we all normally experience challenges. Pastor Roger Pierce, our regional leadership director in South Africa, came up with this framework. And when he presented it to us, nakatitingin lang talaga kami. Sabi ko, Pastor Roger, how did you do this? Is so helpful. It's a leadership grid to evaluating how best to communicate. And what he did was on the left side of the grid, he wrote down simple and complex. This has to do with information or the mind, right? How complex is the information that you're telling them? Kapag medyo simple lang yung information, nasa baba ng grid. Kapag medyo komplikado, it goes up in the level of complexity. Clear? On the other quadrant here, on the horizontal plane, some information is easy to receive. Some information is hard to receive. This has to do with the will and the heart. Right? Baka madali lang information, it's easy, quick information, but it affects the person emotionally. Right? Which means it's hard for them to accept or hard for them to process it. Okay? You following with me? Here's how the grid applies. Announcement on the date of your youth camp. Where will that fall? It's easy information and it's simple. Right? Information that's easy and simple can be done informally impersonally, di ba? A simple announcement on a pulpit can do it. Right? Or a text. Or a Facebook post. Right? The more complex the information is, the more you increase frequency, redundancy, ulit-ulitin niyo siya, and referencing. Kasi in order for me to understand it better, I need to be able to read it again, look at it again, study it for myself, so that I can process it. Does that make sense? So, for example, announcement on Ignite dates of Ignite conference dates, simple and easy. Registration process for Ignite, complex, but easy. Diba? No problem there. Wala naman magre-react. Mahirap lang intindihin. Pero once naintindihan na ng lahat, okay, game. Move on. Right? So to help the information get understood, you post it on the website, you send an email announcement, you send a PDF that they can print, you send a sample to download so they can try it out. Does that make sense? To ensure the information gets to the receiver accurately. An information that moves from easy to hard moves from impersonal to more personal. For example, a fallen leader, worship leader mo, fell into sin. What is that? It's a simple decision. You have to remove him from position. There's no debate on that. That's simple. That's not a complex situation. But it is emotionally hard. Right? So now it lives here. When you deal with simple situations that are emotionally hard, you don't just text that out. All of a sudden now, as a leader, you know, you're now dealing with people's wills, opinions, and emotions. In order for you to address that, you move from bigger mass communication to smaller personal communication. Now you're doing one-on-one meetings, sitting down with groups, processing the information with them. Okay? Now, there's some information that's both complex and hard. Right? Removing a senior leader from office. Closing down a church. I mean, I can give you examples, but what happens when you deal with complex and hard? You don't just announce that on a pulpit. Diba? All of a sudden, you're doing personal, layered, multiple communication. Because it's complex, eh? So the information has to be frequency. You now bite-size it. Inuunti-unti mo for them to process it. Diba? Now you're handling it with a little bit more private meetings, until most of the people have heard it from you personally and everybody's hearts have now accepted. That's when you can start doing a slightly bigger discussion on it. It's not anymore emotionally charged. You get that? When this was presented to us, all of us were going, this is helpful. It helps me decide when I have a decision I need to inform other people on, communicate, I can now go, that's a pretty straightforward announcement. There's only no concerns. We can just announce it on the pulpit. Just send out a text blast to our leaders. But if it gets more complex, make sure there's information that they can read. Make sure there's another place where they can see it. Make sure we say it in a video. Make sure we announce it here. Not one time lang, ha? Kasi mahalilito sila dyan. Kapag emotional, hindi mo siya tinetext lang, ini-email lang, hindi letter. Personal. When it's both complex and hard, then it really involves some kind of strategy where you're layering information, layering communication, bite-sizing it, ginagapang mo lahat. Does that make sense? we found this so helpful. So I'm trying to teach it now just so that, kasi this is new eh. So we want to see how people apply. We don't have recommendations yet eh, for everything. So like here, pwede text, pwede pulpit, pwede video, parang ganyan. Dito, may mga ganyan kami, but really, when you think about it, your job as a leader kasi is to determine the right way to communicate. If you evaluate some of the communication challenges you've had in the past, and really most problems most organizations experience are communication challenges, you're going to find that it's because you misestimated how hard or how complex. If you accurately estimate this is hard, you will choose the right channel. Does that make sense? So there, it's a teaching. Not really sure how you're going to apply that quite yet, but we wanted to download that here. You're the very first group I've actually just presented this grid to. We're lovingly calling it the Pierce model because it was Pastor Roger Pierce who came up with it. When I asked him, how did you come up with it? He goes, to be honest, I was so nervous to lead this discussion with Pastor Steve and I know in the room, I prayed. I said, God help. And God gave him this model. That morning, he wrote it down on a piece of paper and goes, this makes sense. And he presented it. And we all really like it. As a leader, it helps me think, if I'm dealing with this person and it's emotionally hard, but it's a simple situation, I know how to approach him. So it gives me a grid to now evaluate, is my plan to communicate the right plan to address the situation? Okay? So I hope that helps. I don't know if how that will translate in your world right now. I have not tried the model out too much. But we did want to inform you on that just in case it does make a difference for you. Okay? So that's it. That's Joseph, yeah.
Pastor Carlos, this is really a great help for us. Mas maganda, Pastor, if yung, ano niya, yung contextualize niya yung sa church organizational setup, mas maganda po yan to make easier for us.
Thank you. I need that information. Kasi give us examples on how it will apply in a church context. Yeah. Kasi sometimes the wrong information goes into the right, to the wrong mediums eh. We prioritize, for example, kailangan mabuo ng website. Yung, kailangan na may website na tayo agad. But it's ineffective because parang it's not achieving any communication goals yet at the time. So anyway, but yes, I think there's a way to figure out how to apply this better. Let me know. I said this is hot off the press. We don't know how it's going to translate in our world quite yet. But what I am hearing on the like the pastors I've been talking to here, it's been helping them decide whether they should be the one to talk to the person or not, whether okay lang na ibang tao ang lumapit. It's been helping them make a few of those decisions. Ano ba yung dapat ina-announce sa pulpit? Ano yung hindi dapat na-announce sa pulpit? It's been helping them make those decisions. So, might be good for you guys to try it out and give me feedback because obviously we're developing this to help you guys to do that better. All right? Pastor June?
Thank you, Pastor Carlos.